You mean that those arms there?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's what they are. They're...
Ankle arms.
No. What is the right name? What did we call them dang things? Eloise, forgot. What is it?
I got it. Irons, that's one word for it.
Well, that's right. That's not what they was commonly
dogs,
called.
Fire dogs, fire irons?
Fire irons, that's what they would call fire irons.
Uh-huh. That's a good southern term.
Well, I don't know about the term, but that's what I do.
How about the bottom part that the fire irons are sitting on?
Well, that was commonly the hearth.
And the part up above?
Huh?
The part up above there where you might have a clock or your pictures as you have here?
Well, that'd just be over the fireplace. That's what it always mean. That. I don't know what you call that above. I don't think I ever heard it worded.
Mantle.
Mantle, certainly. Yeah.
I've heard them call it fireboard.
Yes, I've heard them call it fireboard and mantle.
Now, with your stove, how did you get rid of your smoke?
We had a pipe, a chimney. A chimney.
Metal pipe went into the...
Went into a chimney up on the way you used to make those things. Those chimneys came out, you know, down and arched into the, just below the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
You plugged the pipe
mm-hmm.
right there. A stove pipe was fixed and went in and fitted there.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever get dirty?
Oh, not so bad, really. That was pretty well sealed. It will be a little smoke could come out eventually, yes.
Uh-huh.
But then
did the pipe ever break off?
No, I don't remember the pipe breaking off.
Did it ever leak?
Well, possibly in real stormy time, there might be a little water coming in, but very little. It's pretty well made, actually.
And did you ever have to clean it?
No, I never was guilty of that. I don't want anybody else ever did it.
No black stuff in there never bothered
no,
you?
No, I think it drove out pretty well in
was
this
that?
Country. Sud he's talking about. Well, the pipes had to be cleaned, but not the chimney. I don't think we had a clean chimney in this country.
The chimney where the pipe went in.
Well, yes, you'd have but that was done every fall before we put the stove up to take a little old ash shovel and reached up there and cleaned that out before we put the stove up the fall. And then they had a round plate that you stuck over that when you took the stove down, see?
Mm-hmm.
And in the spring, that's the way that all happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know everybody knows that. That's kind of that.
What's the matter with us?
I think
it's slower.
Yeah. It's been long since I've thought about it, but I forgot it myself.
Did you ever have any big piece of wood that you put at the back of your fireplace?
Oh yes, when we used fireplace in later years, we did. Sure, we had a backlog.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you ever call it anything else?
No. That's all I ever called it.
I was tickled. I was talking about cleaning chimneys over in the eastern part of the state, and a fellow said when he was a boy, his daddy cleaned his every year. He had an old Indian stone axe. He tied a rope on it, and he'd get up on the roof and put that thing
up
down the chimney.
Well, now places, they do have birds that nest in them. This country, we never was. Occasionally, you'd have a stopped up chimney with a bird nest, but not very often. That would happen occasionally, but not
too often.
Well,
blow it, yeah, occasionally, they had to form a little gas and blow something out of the house and work it this right.
I had a crazy roommate once, he was from Tennessee, and he said one Christmas he got up on the roof, and of course they had the good southern custom of celebrating Christmas with firecrackers. He had the biggest ones in town, so to wake everybody up, he dropped one down the chimney.
Uh-oh.
I think he had to stay out of the house for about a week.
I expect he did, too.
What'd you start your fire with? And did you ever use wood cut up in little strips?
McKillen. Did I ever use any? Lord, yes, Lord.
I was just wondering. Some people said they always used corn cobs. Or
oh, we never had many corn cobs.
The outside.
Heavy corn cobs. No, we had what? We'd take pine boards.